Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
We have a wine from the south of Italy and a wine from Argentina, the south of America. So, MZ, let's start with this Ciro Rosso Classico. And this was a very interesting wine that you had had a while ago.
I did. I actually visited the winery in Calabria on my very first wine business trip abroad. This would have been in 2002, I think. Mm-hmm. I hadn't had the wine in a while. And saw it and picked it up. And in my head, it was this sort of big, muscular red. And when we opened it, I had totally misremembered the wine because it was this beautiful, lighter, well-rounded red with a little cherry cough drop, some pie spice. It's totally lovely. And I'm going to buy another bottle because I like it so much. It shows you what tricks memory can play on you.
Absolutely. In 2002, you were only 8 years old then.
Well, that's so. Right. So I was a child.
Exactly. On a
They took me along just to humor me.
On the wine tour.
I had little sips with water, you know, wine and water mixed together.
Very, very well behaved.
Yeah.
Now, this uses the Gallioppo grape. And as you say, this was light rather than dark and light rather than heavy. So about $12. What a deal. I think this is a very nice wine and I would be more than delighted to drink it. What I liked about it, especially, it was not tart. And wines like this sometimes can be over acidic and a little bit tart and stringy. And this was not that.
This is a wine, too, that if you prefer to drink reds rather than whites on all occasions, and there are people who do, you could still drink this with seafood and it would work. You know, seafood like fried seafood or salmon or tuna. I mean, I wouldn't have this with, you know, a lovely filet of flounder and white sauce.
Right.
But
this would go with shrimp beautifully in many nice
something on the grill
preparations. Yeah, exactly. So our second wine was a Malbec from Mendoza in Argentina, Zuccardi. And this was their Series A Malbec. And this was also about $11. This one, I have to say, I was a little disappointed in. I thought this would be bigger and rounder like Malbecs usually are. And this, it was fine. There was nothing bad about this wine, but it's not a wine I would
turn to.
Well,
the nose
again.
Was off-putting.
The nose was a little
the
weird.
Nose has a little vegetal, a little green pepper. That didn't translate to the palate, but it's not what you're going to expect from a Malbec.
Mm-hmm. I also think if you're trying to get a good Malbec for $11, that is a fool's errand. I think you have to pay a little bit more for a decent Malbec, is my impression.
You might get something that's not quite up to snuff, or you might get something that's just kind of raw and rough that is not going to please you either.
So go for this Ciro, C-I-R-O, with an accent on top of the O. And the producer is Librandi, and it's the Rosso Classico, which we really liked for that same $11. It's fall. This is a perfect wine to drink right now. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.